Let's meet today's contestants. A technology consultant from Goffstown, New Hampshire, Karen Wallace. A sports writer from New York, New York, Ted Berg. And a returning champion, a math teacher from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Jason Zaffranieri, whose 18-day cash winnings total $502,096. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, folks. Well, one threshold has been crossed. The $500,000 mark. And without talking to our champion, Jason, I can say without fear of contradiction that I know exactly what his next goal is. That is to beat Ted and Garen. Let's see if it works out for him. Good luck. Here we go, players. Categories, please. New diner slang for sandwiches. Uh-oh. Getting to the airport, stadium stuff, the French and Indian War, you did it. Man up, M-A-N, coming up in each correct response. Champ, go.
Man up, 1,000.
It's the style of roof on the house seen here. Ted.
What is mansard?
Yes.
Sandwiches for 1,000, please.
Mayflower colonist, lean turkey, easy cranberry. Garen.
Was it Pilgrim?
Pilgrim, yes.
Airport 600.
You can take the T to Logan from State Street Station in this city. Jason.
What is Boston?
That's the city.
Man up 800.
Almost all of the world's production of this metallic element is used in the iron and steel industry. Jason.
What is manganese?
Correct.
You did it, 1,000.
This renowned architect designed the Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao, Spain, and the Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. Jason.
Who is Geary?
Frank Geary, correct.
You did it, 800.
A professor and New York Times columnist, Paul Krugman, won a Nobel Prize in this category in 2008. Jason.
What is economics?
Yes.
Stadium stuff, 1,000.
This stade, or stadium, hosts tennis's French Open. Jason.
What is Roland Garros?
Good.
Stadium 800.
Clemson's and LSU's stadiums both use this nickname. Also a very dry region in California. Garen.
What is Death Valley?
Yeah.
Airport 1000.
It's 28 miles south of London between Povey Cross and Lowfield Heath. And it's not Heathrow. Garen.
What is Gatwick?
Gatwick, right.
Airport 800.
From the Strip, take Tropicana Avenue to Paradise Road to 5757 Wayne Newton Boulevard. This facility. Jason.
What is McCarran Airport?
That's right, Las
Vegas. Stadium stuff, 600.
Valhalla IP is a soccer stadium fit for the gods in Gothenburg in this country. Garen.
What is Sweden?
Yes.
French and Indian War, 400.
Fort Ligonier was built in southwest Pennsylvania to enable the Brits to capture France's Fort Duquesne. Now, this city. Ted.
Was Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Sandwiches for 800, please.
Brother of Joseph in the Bible. And the sandwich is a Reuben. Ted.
600 sandwiches.
You didn't know sandwiches were that funny. A Dumas Count and a root beer. And hurry it up. Jason.
What is Monte Cristo?
Yes.
Stadium 400.
This Windy City mainstay was named for World War I veterans. Jason.
What is Soldier Field?
Good, and that takes you to 6,000 even, just about where you are in every one of our shows when we go into the first commercial break. We'll be back in a moment to talk to the players. Garen Wallace is from Goffstown, New Hampshire, who has a tendency to lose things.
Yeah, my wife always says, you know, I lose everything. But shortly after my audition, we get a nice little keychain that says, it's a Jeopardy keychain. It says, where are my keys? I went on vacation a couple weeks later and left my keys in a hotel room. So I have to call the desk and say, can you send me my keys? They have a lanyard on them that say, where are my keys?
Embarrassing moments. Ted Berg is a sports writer who once played baseball at San Quentin?
Yes.
Against inmates?
Against inmates. Through some friends of friends who play there regularly, I was able to go out and participate in a game. It's the only program like it in the country where inmates play against people from the outside.
So when the pitcher throws you a cutter, it's a baseball.
yeah, in this case. Although they had recently lost their best pitcher to solitary confinement. True story.
Okay. Jason Zaffirneri is our champion. You're on a softball team?
I was, back when I worked at the labs in Albuquerque.
And then your softball teammates formed a band?
That's right, yeah. So it turns out several of us all played in the same area of the field, and one of the only songs we could play competently was by the outfield, and so we were the infield. We could only play two songs, and that was one of them.
A band that knows two songs. You were not very successful, were you?
No, indeed.
I didn't think so. Pick up that device and go ahead and make our next selection for us.
French and Indian War 1000.
Answer at the bottom of the column. This European power came in on the losing side late in the war and lost Florida as a result. Ted.
What is Spain?
Yes.
Sandwiches for 400, please.
Table 5 wants a rotary or a glee. Hold the bacon. Ted.
What is a club?
Yeah.
Sandwiches 200, please.
Give me a meatball U-boat. Extra provolone. Jason.
What is a sub?
Yes.
War 800.
Algonquian-speaking peoples took France's side. This six-nation confederacy was allied with the British. Jason.
What is Iroquois?
Yes.
War 600.
The British deported French-speaking settlers from Acadia in Nova Scotia. Many went south, where their descendants became these people. Ted.
Who are the Cajuns?
Good.
You did it for 600, please.
In 2019, in an incredible comeback, he won his fifth Masters title and his first major since 2008. Jason.
Who is Woods?
Tiger Woods, yep.
Man up, 600.
It's the unlawful killing of another person without malice. Ted.
What is manslaughter?
Right.
Airport 400.
In San Francisco's International Terminal, there's a station for this train service with a male first name. Ted.
Where's the BART?
Yeah.
You did it for 400.
Sergey Brin and Larry Page officially founded IT on September 4th, 1998. Look it up. Ted.
What is Google?
Yeah.
Man up for 400.
Answer. Daily Double. Took us a long time to find it. High in the board. You have enough money to take away first place.
I will wager 3,000, please.
3,000, that's enough if you are correct. It's the last word of a historic utterance made July 20th, 1969.
What is mankind?
Yes, indeed. Neil Armstrong.
Stadium stuff for 200, please.
Here's Sarah.
For the 1932 Olympics, the Rose Bowl hosted the cycling events. It's expected to be a soccer venue at the Los Angeles Games in this year.
Garen.
What is 2024?
Nope. Jason.
What is 2028?
That's it.
Man, 200.
This gentle giant is Florida's state marine mammal. Garen.
What is a manatee?
Manatee is right.
Airport 200.
Green Ride Boulder will shuttle you to this international airport. Garen.
What is Denver?
Yes.
War 200.
The 1754 to 63 French and Indian War was the North American phase of this global conflict that was 2 years shorter. Ted.
What is the Seven Years' War?
Yes, and now the last clue. In 2010, she launched Let's Move, a campaign to fight childhood obesity. Garen.
Who is Michelle Obama?
You got her. That takes you to 3,800. Good game underway. Ted, one of the challengers, in the lead. Garen, though, goes first in double jeopardy. Obviously, Ted and Garen came to play. Ted in the lead, Garen picks first in double jeopardy. Here are the categories. Swear in the Bible. Signs and symbols. Books about China. World capital birthplaces. Words from Native American languages. And finally, non-Geneva conventions. Garen.
Let's go capital 1600.
Arianna Huffington. Jason.
What is Athens?
Yes.
Capitals 2000.
Natalie Portman. Garen.
What is Jerusalem?
You are right.
Capital 1200.
Placido Domingo. Garen.
What is Madrid?
Correct.
800 for capital.
Giada De Laurentiis. Jason.
What is Rome?
Good.
Symbols 2000.
With one serpent, the rod of Asclepius can be confused with the caduceus, a twin serpent symbol of peace belonging to this messenger. Ted.
Who is Hermes?
Good.
Signs and symbols 1600.
A symbol of the Mormon faith is the angel Moroni with one of these in his mouth. And that would be a horn, a trumpet. Back to you, Ted.
Signs and symbols 1200.
In white, the flower known as the calla this is a symbol of purity. Garen.
What is a lily?
Lily, yes.
I swear in the Bible 1600.
Hebrews chapter 6 says that when God made a promise to this patriarch, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Garen.
Who is Abraham?
Abraham, yeah.
Bible 1200.
Denying Jesus for the third time, he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom ye speak. Garen.
Who is Peter?
Peter is right.
Bible 2000.
The book of Jeremiah asks, will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto this Canaanite god? Jason.
Who is Baal?
Baal, right you are.
China 2000.
Answer. There you go.
$5,000.
All right, here is the clue. Nixon's famed trip is covered in On China, a look at Sino-U.S. relations by this former Secretary of State.
Who is Kissinger?
Kissinger is the one who was Nixon's Secretary of State.
Languages, 1200.
The high-flying condor gets its name from the word for that bird in this Inca language. Jason?
What is Quechua?
Quechua, yes.
Signs, 800.
In the 60s and 70s, signs with three triangles indicated that a building had one of these nuclear war sanctuaries. Garen.
What is a fallout shelter?
That's right.
Languages, 1600.
Zucchini and pumpkins are both types of this vegetable, a gourd family from a Narragansett name. Ted.
What are squash?
Yes.
Swear in the Bible, 800.
In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 23, the Lord says, unto me every knee shall bow, every this body part shall swear. Garen.
What is mouth?
No. Jason.
What is tongue?
Tongue, yes.
Conventions, 1200.
Banning trade in many plants and animals, CITES is the Convention on International Trade in These. And that would be endangered species. Jason, back to you.
Conventions 2000.
This pro-central government party conducted the secret anti-war Hartford Convention of 1814-15. And that party was the Federalist Party. Ah, you're upset with yourself missing that. Okay, go again.
Convention 1600.
Answer. Didn't do you any harm. You didn't lose any money. You found the Daily Double. And you have an $8,200 lead over Garen and a little less than that over Ted.
$4,000.
Four it is. Here is the clue. The 1786 Annapolis Convention on Interstate Commerce pointed up the weakness of these, leading to another convention next year.
What are the Articles of Confederation?
You are right.
Language 2000.
From Salish, it can be a type of salmon of the Pacific Northwest or a warm, dry wind. Jason.
What is Chinook?
Good.
China, 1600.
In The Great Walk of China, Graham Earnshaw describes a journey on foot from this massive seaport to Tibet. Jason.
What is Shanghai?
You are right.
China, 1200.
Empress Dowager Zixi is a bio of a 19th century mother of emperors who began as a low-ranking one of these mistresses. Jason.
What is concubine?
Yes.
China, 800.
Not hidden dragon, but this is the title of a study by Peter Navarro of China's growing militarism. Jason.
What is crouching tiger?
Good.
Capitals, 400.
Yoko Ono. Garen.
What is Tokyo?
Good.
Conventions, 800.
The Berne Convention protects these for the life of the author plus 50 years. Jason.
What are copyrights? Book
yes.
copyrights? Okay, language 800.
This word for a fierce tropical storm comes from the Taino name for a turbulent god. Ted.
What is hurricane?
Yes.
Words from Native American 400.
The name of this pungent striped mammal comes from the Massachusetts language. Ted.
What is skunk?
Good.
Non-Geneva Conventions 4.
Since 1995, the Schengen Convention has allowed free movement among 26 member countries on this continent. Garen.
What is Europe?
Yes.
China 400.
Published soon after he came to power, Robert Payne's 1950 study of this leader is subtitled Ruler of Red China. Jason?
Who is Mao?
Yes.
Signs 400.
Seen here is this chess piece as represented in the Unicode system for electronic communication. Ted.
What is the bishop?
Bishop is right. Now the Bible, swear. This man tells Esau that he must swear to me this day to sell his birthright. Jason?
Who is Jacob?
Jacob is correct. Taking you to 30,400. You started slowly. You can heave a big sigh of relief because Ted and Garen made you work hard for it today. We're coming down to final, folks. Here it is. Natural geographic features. Clue in a moment. Today in our final, we are dealing with natural geographic features. Gentlemen, here's your clue. Timely for 2018, in 1866, Mark Twain wrote of this landmark's sputtering jets of fire and heat from Pele's furnaces. 30 seconds. Good luck. Help immensely if you knew of Mark Twain's travels. We start with you down there, Garen Wallace. 11,800 going into final, and you came up with what is Old Faithful. Nope, that will not do it for 1866, and you lose everything but a dollar. Let's go to the middle. Ted Berg had 13,200, and he wrote down Mount Vesuvius in Italy. No, not good either. 10,401 is what you lose. You're down to 2,799 as we come to our champion, Jason. 30,400, impressive. Old Faithful, we know, is incorrect. We're talking about Hawaii, the Big Island, Mount Kilauea, the eruptions last year. It will cost you something. If you risked anything, you didn't. So you were content to win 30,400, and that gives you now a 19-day total of $532,496. And the right to play again. We'll see you tomorrow, champ, and you too, we hope.